Good evening, everybody. I want to start off with a question by asking this. How many of you like to rest? Now, how many of you like to wait? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, when we must wait on someone or something, it takes a lot of patience. We can be patient for a little while and then maybe become a little impatient. When we become impatient, we will more likely to become angry. Anger is something that we struggle in life. It's like waiting in line at a grocery store. You start to get impatient, and then you start to get angry, and you're like, oh, come on, hurry up, I gotta be somewhere. Or maybe you were watching a soccer game. You waited for your team to score a point. Your team scores a point, but the referee does not count as the goal. And you may be like, are you kidding me? That was a goal. That was not offsides. And then all the players at the same time become angry. It's like, come on, they want to win the game, right? Well, I can't even struggle with anger. So how do we overcome it? Turn your Bibles with me to my favorite psalm, Psalm chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37. Anger is something that we go through in certain circumstances. And it's okay to be angry because we are human. But on authority of Scripture, anger can be dangerous and it must be put under control. I remember the first time I studied out of this psalm. It goes way back when I was a sophomore in high school. And now I'm finally a senior in high school. And I'm looking forward to go to the Crown College and get to study as a pastor. Psalm chapter 37, and if you're there, say, I'm with you. Now stand in honor of reverence to the reading of God's holy word. Psalm chapter 37, and we will begin our reading in verse 7. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We just thank you that for this church, Lord. God, I just pray, just help me to give me the words to say, and clarity of thought, and just pray, Lord, just pray that if there's no one here, and if they're not saved, Lord, God, just pray right now that they would just speak into them, Lord, and that they might be saved through your Son, Jesus Christ. May all this be done in your honor and glory. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Thank you, folks. You may be seated. Now, here's something that you must get. I want you to write this down, if you want. To rest on God is to have peace with God. And to wait on God is to have patience with God. There are two things that we must do in order to control our anger. Notice, first of all, that we must do is to have peace with God. If we are going to have peace with God, know that we must rest. What does it mean to rest? Resting means to be silent and to hold peace. A resting spirit is a peaceful spirit. It's like having a peaceful time when you go to sleep at night. One of the best places I like to have peace is going out into the woods and hunt. It is the best place of silence. But in all reality, when I feel like I've been let down and I'm in so much heartache, I find my peace in Jesus' name. And that's what we should all do. So, who are we to rest on? Look at verse 7. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. If you're going through life struggles and you're having heartaches, we must have peace with God. Fully trust that God will work all things together for our good and wait patiently for him. Our peace is not to be found in government. Our government today, they're making the wrong decisions, and my prayer is that they would they would turn things around and make their decisions based on the word of God, because our government has strayed away from the law of the Lord. So when we go through life, we can face struggles in family, friends, or we can even struggle our devotion to Christ. So where can I have peace? Have peace in God and wait patiently for him. It's like saying, God, I need to talk to you. I'm going through this struggle. I'm going through that struggle. And I want to have peace in you. So our peace is to be found in God, even when we are having a terrible year or a great year. Now, let's look back at verse 7. It says, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. When we go through struggles, we've got to be careful by not losing our temper. Oh, so wait a minute. So you're saying I'm not allowed to be angry? Ephesians 4, verse 26 tells us, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You do have the right to be angry. Just think with me for a minute. Jesus was angry when he entered into the temple because he saw those that were selling the animals. I want you to track me for a minute. Those people that were selling those animals, they had no respect for the temple. They could have done it a couple of streets down, but they had no respect. So what did Jesus do? Jesus was very furious. He drove everyone away from his temple. That temple belonged to God. The thing is about the temple, it was not meant to be a barnyard. And also, it was not meant to be Walmart. It was meant to be a place of worship. So we do have the right to be angry. We can be angry, but sin not. Do not let the anger be turned into wrath. Anger can be dangerous. It's normal to be angry, but do not let the anger be out of control. Scripture tells us we must not be angry about the evildoers' wicked devices. Bad situations will happen to those who know Christ, and we must have peace with God in those situations. Not only we should rest on God, but also we must cease. What does it mean to cease? Ceasing means to slacken, to leave alone. It also means to weaken. It's like leaving some slack on your backpack. Or it's like you look at something and it doesn't look very good. And what do? Well, I hope you would leave it alone, because if there was a hot surface on this pulpit, I would not want to touch it. I would leave it alone. So what are we to cease? Verse 8 tells us, cease from anger and forsake wrath. David is telling us, if our hearts begin to be filled with rage and anger, we must leave it alone and walk away from it. We must forget about it. The rest of verse 8 tells us, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Here's what we got to get. Here's the thought. When we get angry, we got to be careful. When we get angry and the anger does not, if we don't put the anger under control, we will be tempted to do wrong. When we get angry, the anger can turn into wrath, and we may take it out on somebody else. And the more angrier we get, and more angrier and angrier we get, and it outlasts more than a day, the anger will soon turn into bitterness. We will hold grudges. We could be unforgiving to someone. You may be thinking to yourself, oh, someone did this to me. It was unforgivable. God allowed this to happen to my life. I'm angry at God, and I will never have peace with him. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and all evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And verse 32 tells us, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, because for Christ is that God, for Christ's sake, had forgiven you. Someone may have done wrong towards you. God might allow this to happen to your life. But God does not want us to have a spirit of bitterness and anger. God wants us to be forgiving to others, to let go all the wrath. He wants us to be slow of anger, slow to anger. If God is convicting you about something that you need to get right, get it right now. You don't have to wait at the end of the service. If you wait later, there's a good chance that you will forget. And me, I'm a very forgetful person. So I would settle it right now. If you do that right now, God, there will be deliverance. You will have peace with God. Now that we know we must have peace with God, notice the second thing we must do is to have patience with God. This is something that I may struggle with. When we have patience with God, evildoers will be cut off. What does it mean to be cut off? To be cut off is to be destroyed and to be cut down. If you want a nice campfire, you pick up an axe and you chop down a tree and you use it to enjoy a nice bonfire and also enjoy a nice meal like hobo pies. I miss having hobo pies. But who will be cut off? Verse 9 tells us, "For evildoers shall be cut off." If you look back at verse 7, it tells us, "Fret not thyself because of him who prospered in his way." Here's what you have to get. There's no reason that we should envy against the wicked and their evil devices, because verse 9 tells us, "For evildoers shall be cut off." Now think with me for a minute. What is that supposed to mean? That means that there will be an end for the evildoers and their evil plans. They shall be destroyed. If you look at verse 20 in the text that we're reading right now, it tells us that the wicked shall perish and they shall consume away into smoke. In Genesis chapter 19, God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah because they sinned and they did evil in the sight of the Lord. Sodom and Gomorrah were very wicked. Now, as for those who don't know Christ Jesus, those watching by internet, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. That means that if you don't have Christ, that means that when you die, you will spend eternal separation from God. You will suffer eternal punishment in hell because all of your wicked sins. But you don't have to go there, because there's some good news behind there. The Bible tells us, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift is salvation, and the gift is free. Salvation is by grace through faith alone. And it's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. All you need to do is repent. Believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is Christ's death on the cross for your sins, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. You must realize that you are lost and that you need Christ. You know what? You don't need to clean up your life in order to get saved. If you're here and you don't know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, those watching by internet, you can settle your decision right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to clean up your life. Come as you are. Cry out to Jesus to save and to forgive you of your sins, and believe that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and that he was risen from the dead. Jesus will save and change your life. Now, as for those who don't know Christ Jesus, I have a question for you. Are you living a life where pleasing to God? Or are you doing stuff that you should not be doing? Is there something that is unpleasing towards God? Is there something that you're doing right now? You may be thinking to yourself right now, oh, I'm doing something wrong, but hey, I think it's fun. You know what? You may be thinking to yourself that it is very fun, but the Bible tells us that sin is only a pleasure for only a season. It's very short. It doesn't last that long. If we are in Christ, then sin will bother us. It may not bother us at the very second, but sin will bother us. It will annoy you. It will get on your nerves. But if sin does not bother you, then you should examine yourself right now and see if you belong to Jesus Christ. Sin will destroy us. It's fun for a while, but it's only a pleasure. It will leave us destroyed. It will destroy us. It will leave us nothing. And we must repent of it. If we're going to have patience with God, we must wait. Sometimes when your parents tell you that you want something certain, like, you know, oh, I want this, or I want this sort of thing. Well, sometimes I think your parents have told you, son, daughter, you gotta learn to wait. You need to have patience, son. Or maybe you need to say this to your friend, like, oh, I need help with this. Or sometimes we need to say, hey, I'm doing something. Sometimes we may be doing something at the very moment, and we may need to tell them, my friend, you need to learn to wait. So what does it mean to wait? Waiting means to have patience. It means to have an expectation. If we think about it, when we go to restaurants like Big Boy, where I went today, we had to wait for our meals. If you want to have a good meal, then you're going to have to wait for the cook to make a nice meal for you, because I bet I don't want to have a burger that's not very well cooked. And I want to eat some good fries. But when we go to restaurants, we wait for our meals. Now, how are we to wait? Verse 7 tells us, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. There are certain things we need to wait for. You may have to wait for a flight to end at a certain location. Maybe there has been a certain surgery that you went through, and you had to wait for the recovery process to end. I went through two surgeries in my life. I got an appendix surgery, and I have wisdom teeth surgery. And I have to say, they were terrible. I hated it. But thankful to God, I don't have to worry about them anymore. My appendix is gone, and my wisdom teeth is gone. No more wisdom for my teeth anymore. But I have peace and patience with God that he will give me the strength and that I will have the patience to recover from the recovery process. But in the end, the wait was over. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You may be going through a hard time right now spiritually. You want God to so bad to end all of your heartache and pain. You feel hopeless. You feel stressed. You're angry. You're impatient. You don't have peace. But here's what you got to understand, though, that on authority of Scripture, you must rest in the fact that we must rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. If we go through life by not having peace with God, not being patient with God, we will struggle to be angry. We will be miserable. We may have depression. So who do we go to? If a preacher, I feel impatient, I'm peaceful. You don't go to the government to have peace with. You rest on the fact. You must have peace with God. What I'm saying, my prayer is that what you're hearing right now is that the word of God speak. Because because here's the thing. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about him. I want you to hear the word of God speak. The words that I speak of, I'm not perfect. I'm very impatient. I can be very angry at times. But here's the thing, though. I may not be perfect, but I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. Now, the result of having patience with God is that we will inherit. What does it mean to inherit? To inherit something is to have possession. It means to occupy. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, that God will say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." Here's something you want to get. When Christ Jesus saves us from our sins, we are blessed from God the Father. When Jesus saves us, we don't have to worry about suffering eternal punishment into hell. Because we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. When you stand before God, God will no longer see you as a sinner. He will see Christ Jesus in you. God has prepared a place for us in the heaven. And I am looking forward to go there. Now, what will we inherit? The end of verse 8 tells us, "But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Well, I'll just say, verse 9 tells us, "For those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." What does that mean? If we put our full trust in God, have peace in Him, and wait patiently for Him, and look unto Him, we shall inherit the land. There may be a certain job that you're looking for right now, and I bet it's pretty tough. You're waiting for a response, but maybe there's a certain college that you want to look for, and you don't know where to go to. But here's what you understand, though. The Bible tells us, if we have peace in God, have patience with Him, and look unto Him, God will provide us a way. He will give you the patience. The good news is, God is a God that will provide. He will give you an answer. And the Bible tells us that we must delight in Him and be thankful. Now, to rest on God is to have peace with God. Where are you finding your peace? Are you lacking patience? Are you struggling with anger? Is there some bitterness in you that you have right now? Is there something that you have? Are you holding on to something? Are you realizing this, that if there's something you're holding on right now, it's pretty dangerous, because the Bible tells us that that bitterness will defile everybody that you know. I would get it right with God right now. If you do that right now, you will find peace in Jesus' name. Stand with me for a hymn of invitation. When God's touched your heart, you need to respond. You can get it right at your pew, or you can do it at the altar. The altar is open. Brother Ryan will come up. And here's the invitation, and you hear this a lot. Maybe you're here and you're not saved. You don't know Jesus. Maybe you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here's the good news for you. You can repent of your sins and believe the gospel of Christ Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You know what? He deserves something. We all sin and come short of the glory of God. We've done something. And God, and if you don't get your decision right now, there's a sad place you go to. God will say to you, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." But sweet friend, I have good news for you. God loves you, and He sent His Son to die for all of your sins. And you don't have to clean up your life. You can cry out to Jesus. The Bible tells us, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And if you do that, God will save and change your life. You will find peace in the name of Jesus Christ. What is your hymn?
454.
454, come as we sing, if God's touch your heart.
Good job, Brother David. Thank you for that message and a good reminder of anger is a dangerous thing, right? And anger is like a wildfire. It eventually dies out, but only after leaving a path of destruction. And anger is a very dangerous thing and something that we need to work out with God and get that worked out right away. Thank you for that message. And a couple things again. If you'd like to, Tuesday, 12 o'clock, be here for the meeting. And we'll be meeting here. If you're not able